Here it comes, all the biggest news stories of the day and the newsmakers and what they said. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
New numbers from Customs and Border Protection showed a new record of arrests at the southern border in April. The record numbers were the most for a month in the past 20 years. Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd puts it in perspective for us.
These are the most apprehensions we have ever had in the history of the Border Patrol. So that's scary. But what's even more scary is the number of gotaways. We're on pace to have around 475,000 gotaways.
Are things getting worse at the border?
Absolutely. And I think it's part of it is incentive. And as people are hearing that they're having their cases heard, we are returning over 60% of the people across the border. But that means almost 40% of the people are being allowed to stay and state their cases. All of the incoming children are being able to stay. The word is out around the world that if you get here, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be here for a while. When you talk about getaways, the worst part about that is, as he said, we don't know who they are. We don't know what their intentions are. And all of us can imagine the enemies of this country finding a way in through the southern border. That's always been a huge fear. Let's hope it doesn't come to reality.
An Arizona company is offering their employees an extra dollar per hour toward their salary if they get the vaccine. But one of their employees isn't too happy about the precedent that this sets. Here's part of the story from Arizona's family.
We're going to incentivize at a dollar an hour raise if you go get a COVID vaccine.
Kyle says he and several other coworkers are not comfortable getting the vaccine right now and feels this was targeted at them.
This is being held against people that don't want to get vaccinated.
He believes this sets a dangerous precedent that vaccinated employees can be better compensated than those who aren't.
Do you think it's fair for a company to give raises to vaccinated employees only?
I think it's fair for an employer to do whatever they want with their employees. The job market right now is a seller's market. If you are an employee, you are more valued now than ever before because there's such a lack of employees out there. If your employer is doing something to incentivize a certain part of the population in your employer and in the employment base and you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. I'm always in favor of business rights. Now, whether or not it's a good idea, is this employer breeding dissension in his ranks or her ranks? Yeah, it sounds like they are. But do they have a right to do it? Absolutely. Incentivize what you want your employment base. There have been employers that have gone out and said, we are going to incentivize our employees on a weight loss program or a physical fitness program to drive down insurance costs. Well, does that mean the people that are out of shape or can't work out should be upset? You can always go somewhere else. And that's the thing. You have a choice to leave and go to a place you like. You're listening to Did You Hear This? The biggest news stories of the day. What's next, Steve?
Senator Susan Collins came out this week and said that she no longer has faith in the CDC, saying that their guidance just doesn't seem to follow the science. And health analyst Sanjay Gupta agrees.
We didn't do things that we should have done in this country that could have greatly mitigated what has happened here. And now I think it's almost a little bit of the reverse problem. The science is not necessarily being followed to the same extent. And as a result, we're probably doing things that we don't need to be doing.
Where is your level of faith in the CDC?
Well, right now it's low, just like everyone else's is. Is this a political machine or is it a scientific? It's supposed to be science. And that's, you know, when you talk about, the science of all of this, people have a right to know the reality and then make decisions based on this. All of the industries, imagine spring training, what we might have been able to do if we had the right data on this. This is damaging to the economy as before it was damaging to the health of people and the welfare. This is bad news.
Governor Ducey signed an election bill yesterday. SB 1485 basically takes registered voters off of the early voting list if they haven't used their mail-in ballots for four straight years. But the governor points out that election officials will still go to these people and ask if they want a mail-in ballot anyway, and will give it to them if they want it. They'll only be removed if they don't respond.
This change will ensure that active voters continue to receive a ballot and free up resources for county recorders to use on priorities like election security and voter education.
You okay with this election bill?
Yeah, I think it's easy, and I think it's simple, and I think it does what it's supposed to do, which is if you're not voting, we're going to take you off the early voter rolls. Number one, it's saving on supplies. Number two, it's reducing costs. And number three, any little bit that helps the integrity of the ballot so there's not an unused ballot somewhere out there is a good thing. Who can argue with the validity of this ballot? Very surprised, Steve. No. Did you hear this today about the Cardinals' schedule? Nothing about the fact that they're going to play the Titans in game one, that they're now, rumor is, that they are going to be playing on Christmas Day against the Colts.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Christmas Day game. How do you feel about that?
I love it. I think it's terrific. I think that seeing our boys play on Christmas will add another element of watching football on Christmas Day. We always watch the games on, what is there, two on Thanksgiving and one on Christmas, or is it two and two? I don't know which it is, but watching football on those holidays is always a lot of fun. Having a vested interest is going to be cool, except are they hosting or are they on the road for Christmas?
Yeah, that's going to be the interesting thing.
Because if they're
hosting, do you get to be home with your families or do you have to travel?
Because if they're hosting, I've got tickets.
For Christmas?
I have season tickets.
Oh, that's cool.
So I would have tickets to that game.
Would you go to a game on Christmas Day?
It depends. It absolutely depends. If I am here in town, then yeah, I think I would go. Unless somebody offered me a really big amount of money for those tickets.
Fair enough. You know what's been bugging me is I was listening to sports radio yesterday and they were talking about what will the Cardinals record be this year, and almost every time without fail somebody says 8-8 or 9-7, like something that adds up to 16, because that's right. How it's always been. And this is going to be the first season where there's 17 games, so people are trying to do the math in their head. They're like 10-7 or Yeah, so I don't like that it's no longer 16 games.
And the players don't like it much either, so
it's going to take a while to get used to.
It's going to take a while to get used to.